Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A tradition unlike any other.
You know why people listen? They listen because they know I can't stand doing it, and they listen because I'm going to be annoyed. That's it. That's the only reason.
It's time for Howard to pick the bill.
Another revenge game, Bills at Titans, Monday Night Football.
I think the Bills will have a good offensive night, and they will win this football game.
20 seconds on the play clock, takes a snap, dives forward, and the Titans stop him. They stop him short of the goal line.
This is why I don't do a betting advice show, because everybody would be homeless.
God, I hope the Steelers don't suck this year.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
So, speaking of that quarterback sneak, as the week has gone on, the week and a half has happened since then, or I guess week and a day, I think more and more that Josh went the wrong way. He was supposed to go to the right, and he went to the left.
Should he have? Okay, I just thought he was going to go behind Morse, and maybe you get a little push from behind.
Well, there are a couple different breakdowns, and there's a couple comments from McDermott about it just seems like that maybe he went the wrong way. He was supposed to go right, and he went left. And either way, he lost his footing, so maybe if he goes right, he loses his footing anyway.
Yeah.
Disappointing way to lose that game.
Yes,
but anyway, now it's time to show the league that that was a fluke.
Hey, what's McDermott's record out of the bye? Are they undefeated?
You're asking me these things right on the fly like
that. I'll look
that.
It up. Right. Go ahead. I don't mean to sidetrack us. I'm just curious.
They've lost their last two going to the bye.
Yeah, Arizona, and then what would have been the one the year before? Oh,
this
right,
one.
This one. Right. Yeah, I got to look that up.
Okay, anyway.
After the bye, okay.
The Bills are 4-2. The AFC is wide open. I do have an email from a listener that asks when we have you start picking the playoffs. And I think we'll maybe around Thanksgiving, maybe-ish. You know, once we get division leaders and some seeds, it's still too early to do that.
Do we base that on when the networks go to the In the Hunt graphic?
That's not a bad idea.
When they put that up, that's when we start going to playoffs?
But maybe December. You know, once you're only down to picking 3-4 games,
yeah,
then we'll add in, you know, hypothetical playoffs. But for now, we still got enough season left.
Yeah.
So, Bills, Dolphins, Sunday, Halloween, get your best costume ready, and see if the Bills play the Dolphins. By the way, Will Fuller will not likely play in this game.
Oh, is that right?
A broken finger, apparently.
No kidding.
Maybe keep him out. Yeah, so there was thought that he could play. It looks like maybe he won't. Tua played well in the last game. You know, I want to have – do we have a minute to talk about the Dolphins at any point this show?
I'm on the clock till 10, so take your time.
Are we open at like 9?
Maybe. We might have Matt Bove on at 9.
Okay, I can ask him this question, too. This is fine. I think the Dolphins get picked on a lot. I mean, that's fine. What should they do?
What should they do? I'm saving
should they
the answer. Okay.
Cut bait on Tua? Should they – they don't have their first-round pick. They have the Niners' first-round pick. It just seems like a lot of people like to poke fun at the Dolphins and their quarterback plan. Should they trade for Deshaun Watson? Should they keep trying to build around Tua? I just don't know what they're exactly supposed to do right now in this moment. Anyway, yeah. Bills-Dolphins.
Yeah, I mean, really, it shouldn't – they should win for a number of reasons. You're right. The Miami has been better last two games with Tua at quarterback than they were with Jacoby Brissett. I thought he had a nice game actually in defeat against the Atlanta Falcons. They're still not stretching the field, but they're moving the ball. They're putting together some long drives. He's been efficient with his passing for the most part. So their offense looks a little better. They still don't really have a run game. But honestly, they're having a lot of problems on the defense. Their front seven's not good. They're not generating pressure. The secondary, which is supposed to be outstanding, is not playing well. They're near the bottom of the league in passing yards, passing defense. So I think, you know, the Bills and the receivers have a favorable matchup in this game on Sunday. I see the Bills winning, and I see them actually covering the spread.
Is the bomb cyclone going to make its way here by Sunday? What are we looking at for Sunday? It's raining all day today.
No, I didn't check today. Last time I checked, it was yesterday. As of yesterday, I'll check again. It was not going to be. It was like a 20% chance of rain.
On Sunday?
So I think we're okay for Sunday, yeah.
Okay.
Mostly cloudy, upper 50s.
Yeah, be overcast and a little bit gloomy all week, it would appear. At Jacksonville.
Sorry, I'm actually just checking Sunday's weather.
Also, by the way, Jeffrey tweets in that ESPN was showing In the Hunt yesterday, so I guess
we can't use it. Get out. You cannot show In the Hunt before November 1st.
Here we are.
Jiminy. Sunday, 30% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, 57.
Sounds good.
Jacksonville, shouldn't be a problem. You know, although I tell you what, I caught the Jacksonville game against Miami in London. I wasn't there. I watched it on TV. And I thought Trevor Lawrence actually looked good. I thought he got better over the course of the game. He seemed to be making good throws, pretty good decision-making. Again, and not a lot of complicated stuff. Just get the ball out, make the right decision, find the first read, and get it out of your hand, which I thought he did a good job at. James Robinson is tough to handle. I think they just lost DJ Chark, right, for the season. I wouldn't expect that one to be a battle, so I would take the Bills, and I think we're pretty stress-free on that one.
All right. Win. Then at the Jets. Third straight Sunday 1 o'clock game.
Who's
third
the quarterback, though?
I mean, Joe Flacco, boy.
Mike White, Joe Flacco, Zach Wilson, is he back? Robert Saleh didn't rule him out for that game, said he could be back for that one. And would it matter? You know, the Jets' offense is just a wreck right now. It really is. I think that when he's been in there, Wilson's been taking a pounding. The defense hasn't been playing that badly. But, again, still, I mean, I don't see how the Jets' offense – I don't know what they're going to put up against the Bills' defense. I mean, you should be able to hold those guys to, like, one touchdown. So I think that the Bills, of course, should win. And, I mean, these next three games should be fairly easy for them.
Huge spreads, too.
Let's see. Miami's 13.5, so what would the Jets be?
I mean, it's on the road.
Yeah, but,
the Jets
over 10,
are,
right?
It probably is 10.
All right, because it's a road game. All right.
Yeah, maybe more if it's Flacco. Maybe more. All right, so three straight wins, looking good. Cruising home Indianapolis. This is the next home game after this one coming this week. Yeah. Indianapolis, a 1 o'clock game the Sunday before Thanksgiving.
I still think it's a win. I know I got to go read the piece. I guess Tyler Dunn did a piece for his Go Long site about Wentz playing well the other day, and maybe he's seemingly getting a little bit more comfortable in their offense, and there are some weapons that certainly you'd worry about on their offense, and their defense is good, but I would still say it's a win. That was a game when the schedule came out, I think I might even have picked them to lose once or twice against the Colts. I'll make it a win. Let me see how the Colts look in the next few games. They have a big game this Sunday.
Mm-hmm,
if they have
Tennessee.
Any prayers of that division, of staying in that division race, they have to beat the Titans this Sunday. If they beat them, I'll revisit the Colts game. For now, let's leave it as a win for the Bills.
Win for the Bills. Then, Thanksgiving night, the Bills will play at New Orleans. The Saints have a winning record. They might be very well alive for postseason, all that stuff. So it could be a tough road environment, right? It could be a tough building to play in. That said, I'm just going to say this, the Saints are terrible.
They
are horrid offensively.
Right, not defensively,
and
offensively.
If the Bills key in on Alvin Kamara and let him get his 10 catches for and keep him to, I don't know, like 40 yards. It's tough. Kamara's still good, but it's all they've got going.
Right.
And there's no way they lose to that team.
Well, I'm not going to pick them to lose because I feel like you would drive down here and beat me
I'll
up.
Be upset.
Yeah.
I'll be very upset.
I'll take the Bills to beat the Saints.
All right. Bills beat the Saints. Week 13, Bills home Monday night against the New England Patriots. Look out. They just put up 54.
Yeah. I mean,
How do you like the Patriots who, I mean, they don't beat a lot of teams these days, but they beat the Jets. Jets, like the Jets are in the boxing ring, they're not going to stop swinging. We need points. 54, put up every single point you can, you know?
Go look up. I'll see if I can find it before the segment's over. But I think the Patriots have won like 12 straight against the Jets now. 12 or 13 straight. Something like that. Come on. Let's be serious here. All right. I'm actually looking forward to that game because I want to see, you know, Mac Jones and all this other stuff. And are the Patriots going to be a tough out and all that? I think the Bills are going to win.
Will there be a Manning cast?
Oh, we don't know their schedule that far in advance, do we?
No, we don't.
Hmm. I have to DVR that one.
I hope so.
I can't watch it live. Well, you know what? If it's a blowout, if the Bills are winning easy, I suppose I could turn over to the Manning cast in the second half. Anyway, the Bills beat the Patriots.
All right.
Apparently that's gone over well at home.
It has. Yeah, it's very well. Good deal. Very well. So another win over the Patriots Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. At Tampa to face Tom Terrific and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He gave great insight on the Manning cast last night on the difficult defenses. So Peyton basically asked him, Tom, what's a bigger challenge for you? A defense that's very talented and you know what they're going to do, or a defense that maybe doesn't have that talent but is going to make you work harder mentally, they're throwing stuff at you and this and that. Hmm. And Brady, it was really interesting to hear Brady just pull right out of the top of his head the early 2000s Dolphins, Jason Taylor, Zach Thomas.
Yeah.
He said, that team, we knew everything they were going to do all the time, but I had a tough time beating them.
Interesting.
Because they were so talented. The defense was so good on a man-to-man level. And then he said his comparison later on was, then, you know, you had later 2000s, Rex Ryan. Those defenses were really tough to kind of break down. I think he's talking about his Jets time, maybe not his Bills
right.
time.
I figured he meant because they did beat him in the playoffs once.
It was really interesting to hear Brady get talk about the different types of defenses he's faced, the different struggles he's had. He doesn't have any struggles, but just he definitely gave a little hat tip to Zach Thomas and Jason Taylor and those Dolphins defenses.
Nice. Hopefully, the Bills will do a little bit of both this year. That they're even if you knew what they were coming, they'd be good enough to still beat you, or you know maybe they'll disguise some stuff and make him work a little bit in that game. Either way, I'm not going to pick against the Bucs. I'll keep that one a Tampa win for now. They're just a really talented football team, good on offense, good on defense, good coaching, good all around. So I'll take Tampa there.
Game to be flexed. Carolina is week 15. Could
Yikes.
Be a Saturday.
Ugh.
Could be a Sunday. It'll be a home game against Carolina, who started out looking very strong. Maybe they have Deshaun Watson on their team by now. They're in the running for
mm-hmm.
him.
Yeah.
They gave up a second, a fourth, and a sixth for Sam Darnold. And that's not going well.
No, it isn't. And I'm not sure that he'll be the court. I don't know who the heck would be the quarterback.
PJ Walker.
Okay, that's the kid from, what, the XFL or Alliance, whatever. Yeah, you're probably right. Doesn't matter. Yeah, the Carolina success story has taken a huge turn for the worse, and the Bills will win that game no matter who the quarterback is. I don't think it'll be Deshaun Watson, even if they trade for him, but you never know what the NFL's thinking at this point.
Okay, another win. Then, at New England, day after Christmas, Bills and Patriots for the second time.
Tough game, but the better team will win again for now. I have to be convinced thoroughly that New England is a team that could beat the Bills. I'm not convinced. I'm convinced they could beat Houston and the Jets. So
you might take the Patriots with the points in this game, though, depending on what the spread is.
Maybe.
I mean,
we'll see.
They're playing good teams close.
Yeah, Dallas.
They're losing,
sure,
but they're playing good teams close.
Sure. Played Dallas closer than I thought.
Tampa closer. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Win at New England. Atlanta, home Atlanta.
You know,
it'll be the Kyle Pitts show by then.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I was thinking about this morning, Jeremy, because after what you said about New Orleans, could Atlanta finish second in that division?
I don't think so.
They're playing better lately, but it's who I know they've beaten bad teams, so I'm not getting too carried away. But the way New Orleans is struggling on offense, I was wondering if it possible Atlanta would basically back into second place. I don't think the Bills are losing to the Falcons no matter what. I will take a win over there. But in Atlanta, sneaky second place pick maybe because New Orleans is so
out of their division. The Falcons play the Cowboys, the Patriots.
Yeah, I didn't
the
check their schedule.
I'm sorry,
I was going to do that.
The Lions and the Niners.
All right.
Because what
not
I'm
bad.
Thinking about is I know everybody's a pro here, but something about Week 17, if they're out of it, an Atlanta team coming to Buffalo on January 2nd is going to want to get on the bus.
No, they're going to love being here that day. They're going to be fired up for that game. They're going to be playing like their – what's the hair on fire terminology? Is that kind of –
they're
going to
hope
one?
Their hair is on fire for the warmth.
No dome. That's right. Someone tell them there's still no dome here.
Okay, so you get a win there. Yeah. Week 18 is the Jets also. The Bills, this is just going to be the stat of the day for me and a stat of the year. The Bills could play four January home games.
Wow.
January 2nd, 9th, and a bye, and then 16 and 23. I'm sorry, yeah, the 23rd and the 30th. They could also feasibly play five January home games. If they're the two seed, they would play on the 16th.
Yep.
And if the one seed were to lose,
you'd
come here.
Three home playoff games.
Right.
Wow.
It could be five straight Sundays of Bills games at the stadium. Mm. That is in the cards as a possibility.
That is a lot of tailgating. That's some serious use of your camper.
What would we even do with ourselves? Five in one month.
I was going to say you might get, oh, God, I got to go to the stadium again. But, hey, the last three are playoff games, so I don't think you'll mind.
If it's in the cards, the Bills might want to offer some sort of weekly stay package. Just leave your car.
Sleep there.
Leave your grill.
Yeah.
Leave your bus, whatever you've got. Hey, just you park it for the next month.
Maybe you'll pledge to do this show from the Bills stadium as long as they stay alive in the playoffs.
Sure.
Yeah,
you're
not sitting on a ledge on a restaurant somewhere. Or a billboard. I'm going to do my show from Orchard Park at the stadium as long as the Bills are alive in the playoffs. There you go. That's your pledge.
Love it.
Done. I'll take a win.
Win.
Yeah.
So only one more loss this season.
Yeah.
Only Tampa. They're going to win every other game.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a question about the schedule, though, when we get back.
But I guess the point here is that the Tennessee game didn't get you off of anything about them.
Should be Tennessee. No. More impressed, actually, with Tennessee. I'm factoring Tennessee more into the discussion in the conference than I did, but I don't feel any less optimistic about the Bills than I would have before that game.
Yep.
Picking the Bills, brought to you by Admark Construction and Supplies, equipment you need when you need it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.